Sukkah Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud 4:10, the last of the Perek and the last on this topic. In the previous Mishnah, we had talked about the way the Nusach HaMayim, the water libation, was performed, and this Mishnah will discuss the changes that had to be made to do it on Shabbos. There are basically two issues that have to be addressed. The first is that one can't transfer items in the public domain on Shabbos, and therefore, unlike a normal day of Sukkot, they can't go the morning of to get the water from the shiluach and bring it up, because transferring the water through the public domain would be forbidden. It has to be gotten ahead of time. And the second issue is that when anything that goes into a kli sharis, a utensil that has been consecrated for use in the Beis HaMikdash, and that happens either originally from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu when he anointed them with Shemen HaMishcha, a special oil to anoint them, those became consecrated. Since then, any utensil, when it's used for the first time, that's called the chinuch of the kli, it's inauguration, so then it becomes invested with kedusha. And after that, all stuff that goes inside there is invested with kedusha saguf, intrinsic kedusha, to be used for sacrificial stuff, like menachos, etc., or libations. Now, the rule is that anything that has kedusha saguf that should be going on the mizbeach from the kli sharis that's left overnight, it becomes invalidated with the psul, the invalidation of what's called lina, left overnight, when dawn breaks at alos hashachar. So if one would go ahead of time and collect the water to be used in the nusach hamayim on the Friday, the problem is, come Shabbos morning at alos hashachar, everything inside that kli sharis, that consecrated utensil, would become invalid, and therefore one could not use it for the nusach hamayim. Therefore, you need to have a plan B, which is to collect the water and put it into a utensil which is not invested. It's not a kli sharis, doesn't have kedusha, and therefore whatever stays inside of it doesn't get invalidated overnight, and therefore it can be used for nusach hamayim. And therefore the Mishnah says, "Kamaseu v'chol kach maseu v'shabbos." The way the nusach hamayim was done during the week is the same on Shabbos, ella, with the following exception. Shehayim m'mala me'erv Shabbos, they would fill up on Erev Shabbos, on Friday morning, chavis shel zahav, a golden barrel, she'enu mukadeshes min ha-shiluach, that the golden utensil, this barrel, was not consecrated, therefore it doesn't have the ability to invest the water with kedusha zaguf, and therefore it won't become possible because of lina, and they get that from the shiluach, the water. Umanicha belishka, they kept it overnight, meaning on like Friday night, let's call it, in a designated chamber for that water, and they use it the next morning. Nishpacha onizgalsa, if the water splashes out and therefore you can't use it because it's now no longer available, it's, you know, down the on the floor. Oshnizgalsa, or the water was left exposed. Gilui is left open. So there's a general rule that wine or water that's left open and exposed, there's a concern that it could have been, you know, a snake could have gone into it, it could have drunk from it, and therefore the rule is that anything that you can't serve to a king of flesh and blood, you can't serve on the mizbeach to Hashem, and you can't serve mayim magulim, water that was exposed, like wine that was exposed, left open and unattended, to a king of flesh and blood, therefore you can't serve it to Hashem, and therefore if the water that was collected was left unattended and exposed without a lid on top of it, so then it can't be used on the mizbeach. Ba'ad halacha lemaisa, really mikra din nowadays, the halacha is that mayim magulim, water that's left exposed, like unattended, is actually technically permitted nowadays, because we say where we live under normal circumstances, snakes aren't matzah, you don't find snakes in your house normally, and therefore if you happen to leave the water exposed, you could drink it afterwards, although plenty of people are machmir on this. And obviously if you live in Africa and there are snakes around, so then for sure it would also be forbidden. In any case, back to this here. So what do you do if the water splashed on the ground or was left magula, exposed? Then hayim amalim in hakior. Instead, they would get the water from the kior. The kior was that wash basin that sat in the azara. Remember, it had this. It was like the muchni. It was like a machine, for lack of a better term. Now you could winch it up and put it back down again. So during the day, it was up, and they'd kohanim use it. It had like 12 spigots, spouts, and they could wash their hands and feet with it. At the end of the day, they would lower that kior, that wash basin, back down into the ground to the water table. And once something is mechubar, it's attached back to the ground, the water inside of the kior, connect to the water to the water table, the bottom, So then it's impervious to becoming pustle, but reattached to the ground. So that's what they would do also. They would take the, if they had a need for water to do the nisach hamayim, and they couldn't use the water that was spilt or that was left open. So now, although it's not ideal, because this water isn't as, you know, as sweet and clear as the shiluach water, but still, now they have some water, it's kosher to be used, and it's from natural spring water also, and therefore they would use the water from the kior to perform the nisach hamayim. Because the rule is, shehayayin v'mayim hamagulin, if you have wine or water that was left exposed, psulin legabe mizbeach, they are forbidden, they're not valid to be used in any activities on the mizbeach, on the altar, as I described before. Now, just one small point, halach l'maisa, I described according to the Bartanura, that if you leave anything inside the klisharis, it becomes pasul, invalidated. The truth is that the Rambam, who presumably the halacha follows, says that a klisharis, a consecrated utensil, doesn't invest what's inside of it with kedusha, shlomi das, if you don't want it to. And therefore, according to that, if you put the, let's say, the water inside a klisharis, and you stipulated this, it should not invest it with kedusha, then it wouldn't work. It wouldn't become consecrated, and therefore wouldn't be susceptible to lina, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. And therefore, the Rambam learned, the pshat in the Mishnah here is, there's still a dindur abanan, lest people, you know, mix things up, misunderstand, do things wrongly. And with that, we finish the fourth chapter of Sukkah and go into the fifth and final chapter, HaChalil, where we talk about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva.